One of the best running backs in the history of the Canadian Football League is releasing a featured documentary. Running Back Relentless, starring Andrew Harris, is premiering April 27th and releasing on Apple TV shortly after. The film chronicles his final season in the CFL and retrospectively explores number 33's life story. Andrew Harris himself joins us now once again on the 680 CJOB Jim Tilt Show. Andrew, thanks for joining me as always. Great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Talk about, first of all, hanging it up and your career before we get into this film, because I know it goes part and parcel, but I want to start on such a positive note of just the career you've had. What's the retrospect on it? We always talk to you during your career and you go, one day, I guess that day's here to look back and just see what a great run you had.
Yeah, it's crazy when I think back to, you know, starting off my career, you know, in the practice office with the BC Lions in, you know, 2008, 2009, and you know, just kind of fast forwarding throughout my career in BC, Winnipeg, Toronto. And, you know, 14 years is a long time, but, it definitely flew by. And you know, when you're in your early 20s, you think you can play forever. But, as things go along, you realize that, you know, the end's coming near. And, I've always been preparing for what's next and looking at different things. And I think that's the most healthy and responsible thing as athletes, you know, should kind of look forward to, you know, when that time's going to come that they're equipped to be able to walk away from the game and you know, not hang on for dear life or end on their own terms kind of thing. So, and although, you know, the last couple of years have been, you know, full of some injuries and stuff, you know, I've been pretty blessed to have played as long as I did and, you know, and keep the injuries down to a minimal up until the last few years, getting a bit older. But, you know, it's been a whirlwind of, you know, ups and downs and, you know, just, triumph and downfall and adversity. And, but I mean, when I look back, you know, full spectrum of everything I've been able to accomplish, you know, on the field, obviously very proud of that, but I'm most proud of, you know, the relationships and the things I was able to do off the field, and that being just the leadership and being a role model for teammates and helping make the guys around me better people, better players. And I think that's the one thing, you know, I take the most pride in. And you know, looking back, you know, it's the game is the game, but you know, I'm going to miss the locker room, you know, the camaraderie, the guys, I think more than anything. So, but yeah, I mean, it's always tough to end a chapter and close that door. But, you know, I'm very, very excited for what's next. And, again, just super blessed and honored and humbled to, you know, to be able to play as long as I did and, do as much damage as I was able to accomplish on the field as well.
Did you know last year would be your last year? And is that how the documentary came about?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I knew, you know, even coming, you know, out to Toronto after that year, you know, I figured I'd probably, you know, it'd be easy to run off to the sunset and, you know, take off after winning, you know, my fourth Grey Cup. But, you know, I still feel I had some value to add, you know, not so much on the field, you know, as just getting older and not, you know, not having the same burst and explosiveness that I once had. But what can I do? What can I offer, you know, the Argos, you know, off the field and in the locker room? And, yeah, so I mean, I knew that this was going to be my last run at it, and you know, just took that challenge of how can I better myself, how can I better my teammates, you know, off the field, and yeah, and then you know, Taylor Prestige, he's the producer for the film, and with his company Upper Canada Films, and we had worked together in the past over the years, and we did a short little piece on TSN back in 2018, and he said, wow, you know, you look from 2018, you know, to now and everything that's kind of gone on in your life and, you know, on and off the field. So we wanted to put together a full piece of, you know, childhood, you know, the different traumas and things I kind of went through then and you know, how some of that stuff kind of affected me, you know, throughout my career and throughout my life and how there's some parallels there from things that have happened, you know, earlier in life and later in life and, you know, how you can kind of come out on the other side, you know, going through the ups and downs and still be able to do some pretty great things and impact some people along the way. And ultimately, you know, get out of the game smiling and happy and content and ready for what's next.
You mentioned some ups and downs, and I read Paul Friesen's piece and Darren Cameron and Ed Tate's chat with you, and I can't wait to see the documentary. And I'm not surprised, being covering sports for so long, Andrew, that an athlete has these ups and downs. What I'm surprised about is with you is it happened at probably the most peak time of an up. I don't want to give too much away from the film, but can you touch on that a little bit and how that journey went for you to sort of realize that even at the highest, you could be at your lowest at the same time? Because I think it's a great message for everyone, athlete or not.
Yeah, and that's the whole goal behind this from me. You know, I was to be completely honest, you know, in the darkest place ever and really in hell. Just after reaching my ultimate goal and doing something great for Winnipeg and the Bombers and then after that was all done and the dust kind of settled, you get into COVID and I kind of found myself in a really, really dark place. And it was tough for those 2 years to kind of get out of that. And it led into the next season and ultimately, which kind of put a sour taste in the Bombers' mouth and led to me, you know, having to move on to Toronto, which was, you know, now grand scheme of things, I'm really, really happy it happened because I was able to grow a little more as a person, as a teammate, as a leader. But yeah, it's for me, if I can impact and inspire, you know, one person, you know, that's going through something or going down a path that I was kind of going down, it's relatable to not just athletes, but to anyone that's kind of going through a downturn in their life or, you know, relationships or whatever it may be. There is light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you have to have a good support system, people around you. You have to find those values that got you to, you know, where you were at before. And just get recentered and refocused and turn that negative energy into a positive mind frame and positive outlook. And it is possible. So, I mean, that's my goal here is to tell my story, be vulnerable, be complete honest and raw and open and express, and embrace, you know, some of the challenges that went on and just be open with that. And I think, you know, after going through, you know, the ups and downs and now realizing, you know, how I am as a man now, looking back at it, you know, it could have went a lot uglier, and that's the scary part. So for me, again, just telling the story, putting it out there, and in hopes of, you know, just being able to inspire and give someone some hope, for the better for them.
How are you doing now? And what is next?
Yeah, so I'm actually living in London, Ontario, and I'm working in as a sales lead in for a public company. We do residential and commercial building product supplies, and so I've been kind of working for this company back when I was playing junior. The owner of the junior team, he had this company. Then went public about seven, 8 years ago now. So I was doing sales part time for them in Winnipeg. We got a plant out in Carmen. So I was doing some sales to some builders in Winnipeg, and this opportunity came up out here. We have 3 plants out here, and you know the market out here is absolutely nuts in comparison to Winnipeg. So challenging and competitive, and a lot of opportunity and growth for me. So you know I'm doing great. You know, family's out here, and life's amazing, and it's definitely a nice fresh start for me. And even too, I mean, thinking about coaching and staying involved in football, and I'm just so excited to have a summer. I haven't had a summer where I could just kind of relax on the weekends in over 20 years. So I'm really looking forward to just relaxing in the summer and staying attached to football at a lesser role and less demanding. But just enjoying some time off the field and enjoying my family and just being away from the game for a bit.
Well, and you sound at peace. And man, you know, given what's in the documentary and what we're going to hear in your own journey that you know, that's a great thing, right? Like it wasn't always there, but I think there's so many Manitobans and so many Bomber fans that in a way want you to be happy. And so when I hear this and you sharing your journey, I think you're going to help a lot of people, Andrew, but also I think that it's great to hear that you're at peace and you never know what the future is going to bring, but the old adage of what doesn't, you know, get you makes you stronger. And it sounds like that's where you're at.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a grind and, a lot of people, you know, especially with athletes, you know, or people in the spotlight, they dehumanize, you know, that aspect of it. And at the end of the day, we're human and, you know, we still have to go home to our families and we still deal with the same things. And, you know, and there's a lot of criticism that comes along with that. So, you know, it is tough, for athletes. It's tough for people in any light. And, I just want to use my platform and to raise the awareness of these things that go on and just help people kind of understand that, you know, everyone has their ups and downs they go through. And, You know, you can't just judge someone based off of, you know, what you think or what you hear. You know, you gotta walk 10,000 steps to in someone's shoes before you can actually judge them and feel what they're going through. So that's the biggest thing for me, is just our transparency, that honest and open. And that's exactly what this film is. It's raw. It's open. And again, just want to be able to tell that story and help people understand, and hopefully I can help some people along the way as well.
Yeah, good stuff, Andrew. And I do have a text here before I let you go from Kyle. He says, "Hi, Jim. With Andrew's one day signing, could it be a game day, and could we get one more out of him?"
I don't know. We'll see. I've been joking about what kind of signing bonus Wade's going to get today. So that's still ongoing. I haven't got a text back of a number yet, so I don't know. But I know I will be at one of the games coming up to hang out, and so I'll be looking. I'm really looking forward to just being back in the building, you know, officially as a Bomber, and you know, retiring, you know, with the team that gave me so much and was able to let me live out a childhood dream. And ultimately, you know, the reason why I decided to retire and asked to follow up with the Bombers on that is, you know, just the success on the field, but the community, the fan base, you know, the facts of my hometown, and just all the great things that we were able to accomplish. And, you know, it just felt like the right decision and the right thing to do.
Yeah, and I know so many fans are so happy that it is ending this way, and what a way for you to do. The film premiere, Running Back Relentless, starring Andrew Harris, is set for April 27th. The grand viewing of it is April 27th at the Met, and then on Apple TV shortly after. Andrew, you've always been great with your time. You've always been, you know, hard on your sleeve, and in the media, that's all we can ask for is truth and honesty for what you're doing at the time. So we really appreciate it again today, taking the time, and I think you're going to help a lot of people. So good luck with the film and everything else you're doing.
Sounds good. Thank you. Yeah, and if people still want to get tickets, there are some available. They can go to 33film.ca, and then it'll direct you to Show Pass. There's still some tickets online, and yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, some friends, family, and people, you know, the fan base, you know, to come by and say hi and take some pictures and just celebrate with, you know, some old coaching staff and old trainers, and you know, putting a bow on and putting a stamp on, you know, and closing this door for my football career. So thanks for having me on, and I appreciate it, and hope to see whoever can make it out on the 27th.
Yeah, all the best. Give that website again, Andrew, just for people who would want tickets. I'm sure that there's a ton of people that I didn't know that you could. So give the website again.
It's 33film.ca.
Awesome. 33film.ca, April 27th. Andrew, thanks. All the best.
All right. Take care, guys.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.